I'd like to take this opportunity to respond to Dean Miller's editorial regarding the administration's decision to invest in anti-plagiarism software. First, I feel it's important to acknowledge that plagiarism is a problem not limited to the college or university campus. Even governments sometimes mislead the public by plagiarizing others' work, as when the British government plagiarized a student's doctoral dissertation in a document it submitted to the United Nations. Or we can recall the embarrassing case of Jason Blair, the New York Times reporter found guilty of copying his work directly from other newspapers. Blair maintained his veneer as a respected journalist for years before his crime was uncovered. So, as you see, this problem affects many parts of society. When it comes to plagiarism in academia, why are administrators engaged in such a relentless pursuit of cheaters? Is that really their job? I suggest that the administration give professors the main responsibility for dealing with this problem. First, professors can give plagiarism-proof assignments, which require original research, first drafts, and creative problem-solving. They should also avoid using the same essay or exam questions year after year. When we suspect dishonesty, we can use free tools on the internet that have already been proven effective in detecting plagiarism. Most professors who take the time to know students and to give them regular writing assignments have a finely honed sense of each student's writing style or ability, making it difficult for the student to conceal unoriginal material. It's our job to help students stay honest. The administration's total preoccupation with plagiarism and with this software is a costly waste of time and resources. Jerome Anderson, Chair, Department of Political Science, Midlake University.